Sibarni here, giving you a small intro to the Besharam press conference that took place in Mitcham, a small town near London where the cast of crew of the movie came down. I was unable to attend, but luckily our good friend Sujoy Singha, also known as 93EK on Twitter, was able to liven up the proceedings. A big thanks to Sujoy for covering this for us. Do check out his awesome blog with wonderful gifts that get stolen by BuzzFeed all the time. His blog is on bollypop.in. A small warning, the quality of the audio isn't great. Acoustics in the room were pretty terrible and there's a lot of background noise. But if you are looking forward to Besharam, I'm sure you won't mind that much. Besharam is in theaters the 2nd of October. It stars Ranbir Kapoor, his mom and dad, and newcomer Pallavi Sharda. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And if you have any comments, drop us an email at upodcasting@gmail.com. And without too much dilly-dallying, here's Ranbir Kapoor kicking off the things at the Besharam press conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. First of all, sorry for the delay. Didn't expect so much traffic from central London. Last time I was here 2 months back promoting Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, and most of you all asked me about my parents. So I'm finally here with my parents, bringing Besharam releasing on October 2nd, which is a family entertainer. So let's just keep it open. And whatever you guys want to ask, go ahead.
My first question has got to be for Neetuji. Everybody's been wanting you to come back in films. What made you want to come back to this film?
Obviously, my family. Uh-huh. And it was a very nice script. It was a very different role for me. And it kind of excited me to do the movie. And I had this comfort level where I would be in, say, fans, and my husband was there. My son was there. So I really had a blast. Really enjoyed it.
Ranbir, question for you. A lot of people have said to me before about, because your dad is such a really, really good actor, sometimes they get intimidated. Did you get intimidated acting with someone who's just so good?
I think the thought of acting with him intimidated me more. But when I came on set, he was such a delight to work with. You know, he's so natural, he's so effortless in front of the camera that and he never intimidated me. He was very encouraging as a co-actor. So never felt like I was acting with my father. It always felt like I was acting with a brilliant talent in front of me. So I think that really added a lot, and it's a great learning curve for myself.
Is there one lesson that you learned in particular from him?
Lots of lessons. but nothing, I don't think he forced any lesson. And you know, said you should do this or do that. He let me be, he gave my space as an actor. But I think the core lesson that I learned, that even after 40 years of acting, he's far more passionate about acting in movies and movies than myself. So I think that's something which really motivates me.
Hello, I'm Harsh from UK Times. Every story has a message. What is the message from Besharam?
Well, I think, first of all, Besharam is not the fact that, you know, you're removing and embarrassing somebody. I think Besharam is an attitude. It's listening to your heart and actually following your heart. That's where you use the title Besharam. And the message that कोई भी गलत काम करने का सही तरीका नहीं होता। I think that's what we're trying to say. You know, there is no doing anything wrong.
जी, जिम्फियर रियाज से टीवी 76, आप लोग यहाँ सबसे पहले वेलकम। जब भी आप लोग यहाँ पे आते हैं तो आपको पता है कि जो लंदन की मार्केट है वो बहुत खूबसूरत मार्केट है, तो आप भी इसको इसी तरह इंजॉय करते हैं आपने मुंबई की तरह? दिस इज ऑल्सो लाइक मुंबई?
एब्सोल्युटली, लंदन इज अ सेकंड होम फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस। वी बीन कमिंग टू लंदन एवर सिंस आई वाज बोर्न, एंड My father actually told me just today on the way that he was 17 and he was catching a train somewhere, coming to London for the first time. So London is a second home, and it's such a big market where movies are concerned. So much of love and support, you know, that they show towards our movies, you know, people from London. So, you know, to be here with us.
Hey, I'm
Ashi.
I'm from Hollywood. Hey, Robin. How are you? Okay, did you always want to be an actor?
No. I think when I was born, it was just taken for granted that I will become an actor. But I think just growing up in a film family, subconsciously, you're constantly learning, you're constantly grasping while growing up. And I remember once I finished school, and I was trying to decide what I want to do with my life. You know, I could have gone to a business school, I could have gone to an engineering school, but I thought it would be a waste of time because I was really interested in movie making, and I aspired to direct a movie, actually. That's why I assisted Mr. Bansali on Black. But I think acting just happened. It was just part of the journey.
Thank you.
I'm changing the mic. It's better. Even I have some bass now. I don't.
How do you, between two of your parents, you can't say politically correct, you know, and
who is the better actor? And you as well, in your
fellow partners, who do you rate as one
to win, and you're not allowed to say you know, well, to be honest, I don't think one is a better actor. I think my father is the best actor in the world. But having said that, in the movie, I think my mother is a surprise package and she's the performance of the movie.
I'm going to say ditto to that and Ranbir at number three. Just no, Ranbir is an amazing actor, and I think we all know that. But Rishi Sir and Neetu Ji are, you know, above and beyond anyone that I've ever seen.
Hi, Ranbir.
Hi.
No, actually, I keep thinking that we are all the same. Why is this fading?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Yes, what was I saying? Yeah, we are actually professional actors. And we don't bring our, we work as professionals and don't let our personal lives, entangle into our work life. So it's not really a big deal.
I like these odd, weird names. It sounds a little eccentric. You know,
fancy calling me Tulbert or that. I mean, nobody wants a name like that. No offense meant to anybody else.
The name is Bubbly. And I think something that is the curiosity level increases, like, who would like to be called Bubbly? The fact that you're asking this question, it's also a talking point. But I don't think it's intentionally done. It's the director's prerogative. It's never been that I have told him, okay, now this next movie I should be called Nanga or something else. So it's called.
The mics are very big.
I've already put off the award there.
You don't need the mic. You should have these things. Hi. Yes, hello, I am aware of the legacy that I have to take forward, but there is no pressure. I see that as a responsibility. But having said that, it was very important that I make my own identity, with my own hard work, with my own thought process, my own choices. It does bother me when people keep referring to me as a star sign, he must have had it easy, he was born with a golden spoon in his mouth. But that's fine, I'm born with that, I can't take that away from me. I'm 10 films old now, I'm 6 years in the industry. So I'm still working hard, I'm still trying to find myself, find my own identity. I think my parents would be really proud if somebody tells them that they're Ranbir Kapoor's parents. So that's the endeavor. I hope that one day I'll be able to succeed. But ma'am, I don't really believe in remaking a movie, and especially not my grandfather's film. I don't think I can ever top that. But I think Shri Chaar Subis and Jaagte Raho and Meera Naam Joker, these three would be my favorite films.
Hi, Ranbir.
Hi.
Hello. My name's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
I present the show called Nat Bollywood. In my opinion, you are one of the best male dancers in Bollywood today. I'm just wondering, who do you inherit your dancing feet from? Is it dad or mum? And the family can discuss this as well.
But it would be, you know, kind of pompous for me to answer this question, but thank you so much. But I always believe that, you know, a lot of people have told me, a lot of choreographers, a lot of directors, that there are many actors, you know, who dance and they do one, two, three, four, you know, get the steps right. But the way my father used to dance, you know, with his face, his expressions, and really understanding music, expressing himself, you know, through the songs, I think that is something that I learned a lot from. Mm-hmm. So I would say my father.
And obviously the film is called Besharam. Tell me about some shameless things that you've done in your life.
You know, I'm pretty shy in my life. But I guess when you know, I'm in front of the camera, I get a purpose, and it's very important to be Besharam in front of the camera. When I say Besharam, I don't mean removing my clothes again. That I did that in my first film. I dropped the towel there. But having said that, I think you have to be really shameless in your emotions and really express yourself. It's very important, because it's very important for the audiences to have some believability with the character and the world. And unless you don't express yourself fully, I don't think it'll connect with you. So being Besharam is very important for an actor.
नहीं मैंने एक मूवी की थी ना अभी दो दुनी चार मेरे हस्बैंड के साथ नहीं देखी आपने अच्छी थी यार इट्स अ वेरी नोबल फिल्म आई वाज वेरी प्राउड ऑफ द फिल्म एंड आई एम वेरी वेरी प्राउड ऑफ बेशरम आल्सो बिकॉज इसमें बहुत डिफरेंट रोल है हमारा जो है सो आई एम श्योर पीपल आर गोइंग टू अप्रिशिएट इट एंड एंजॉय इट
वो पहले देश अपने रिश्ते अच्छे बना ले फिर फिल्में बनाएं हम तो फिल्म बनाते हैं हम मनोरंजन बांटते हैं हम दिलों लोगों का दिल बहलाते हैं तो ये वो पिक्चरें जब सब्जेक्ट ऐसा होता तो बनती है ना ऐसा कोई डिलिबरेट अटेम्प्ट नहीं था कि हम फिल्म बनाएं उसके लिए
Hello, my name's Sam Sharma, and I'm on behalf of Ask Entertainment and my newspaper. Hi, everybody. How are you? Okay. Can I just question to Mum and Dad? Mum and Dad, is he more Besharam now than he was in the film? Is he now more Besharam when he was younger?
No, he was ये मस्ती खोर था बेशरम नहीं था तो बच्चे तो होते हैं जब छोटे होते हैं तो वो मस्ती वाले तो होते हैं मुझे यकीन है आप भी कभी जब छोटे थे तो आप भी मस्तियां करते थे तो that is part of each one's growing up years so that was that
and but last year's also having the reason to actually do the film and the name the film Besharam what did you learn from being Besharam what you would not do today
Well, I think this film was you know, a big departure from the kind of roles I've done. Yes. I've usually done those coming of age, young boys who fall in love and all of that. This was obviously a little bit larger than life. He was a little heroic. He was over the top. You know, we wanted to play him a little bit vulgar and repulsive. So it was hard. So it was very important that I have a lot of confidence and self-belief. And I think Abhinav, the director, who's not with us here today, he's back home mixing the film. I think it's if you know you derive it from the script, from the director's vision, and you guys work together with your co-stars, your technical crew, your director, and day by day, you know, you kind of create a character. So it's still new the genre for me. I hope that people accept me, you know, even in this masala genre. So come 2nd October, I guess, I'll realize.
Do you think it changed your personality?
It has changed my personality. But I would like to believe that every film and every character changes your personality. It adds something to your life.
This was Besharam, so do you feel being Besharam was changed at all? You're just the same person, or do you think you'd rather live life?
Well, I think I'm the same person, but I've just grown a year older with the movie. That's the only change that came about.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
I know that you have a story and feeling, but how much of
But I think my job as an actor is to act, you know, and every day at the day, you know, the shooting days. When the film is out to release, I think it's more the producer's prerogative, how many numbers it does, how many prints to release with, what records it breaks, does it reach 100 crores, reach 200 crores. I don't think I give much heed to that. It's very important that I maintain myself as an artist and business-minded. So I think that's been my process so far. I get polluted with numbers and business. You know, I guess the day that happens, then beauty will take a back seat. So that's the process right now. I'm trying to be the same. Thank you so much.
Hello, Ranveer. Hello.
One sec, she just has a question.
All right, sorry.
Thank you for the question. I was given an immense opportunity to work with the entire family. And, you know, I think the thing that I took away... he's not Besharam, he's a gentleman, as you can all see. But what I took away from Rishiji, Neetuji, Ranveer, was that, you know, being a Bollywood superstar is one thing. Being an amazing actor is one thing. But the humility and grace with which they, you know, presented themselves on set, with which they approached me and my work, was amazing. I'm a new person in the industry. I'm very new. I'm very junior to them. But they treated me as a fellow actor. And I think that that humility is something that I would like to sort of inculcate in my own life and mirror that. And in terms of the film, you asked, did I learn anything from the film? I learned something every day. I learned about what it's like to be on a set. I learned about, you know, how much effort goes into making a film. And I think somewhere I became a little bit of my character. My character, Tara, is this very grumpy, ziddy girl who becomes a little bit more lovable after meeting Bubbly Besharam somewhere. And I think I'm sort of a grumpy, ziddy girl as well sometimes. So, yeah, I've just learned to be a bit more vulnerable.
All right. Hello, Rishiji. Hello, Neetuji. Hello, Ranveer, everybody. This is a question for everybody on the panel. We have potential producers, the original producers, the Kapoors of this beautiful movie that I love called Ajuba, and coming back to remakes and stuff. And I don't, I think you guys don't support it, but.
Yes, hold on.
Yeah.
You truly think Ajuba was brilliant?
Yes. I revisit the movie every few years.
No, I just want it once again. You truly
I do.
Ajuba's brilliant?
I do believe that.
Thank you.
And here's three reasons why it would work as a remake. Because the three most popular things in social media right now are zombies, crystal meth, and dragons, because of Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, and Game of Thrones. And now imagine a mystical villain who creates zombies with some sort of crystal meth arrives, and the hero fights him riding a dragon, wearing cape and a mask. Now we've got the plot for an Ajuba remake. So please remake it. Diwali 2015.
Okay, you produce the film.
We've got the producers here. I'm saying, like, opening weekend 500 crores guaranteed with inflation adjusted.
That's pretty much the story of
Asia. So please, please, please remake. I'm serious.
We do that, but first fix the mics.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Hi. I'm Lee. This is about when you choose a movie, what's your criteria for choosing a movie? And when you were selecting this movie, did you know that your time was going to be working on it?
But I think it's always been pretty much the same. In the last 10 years, there are times in England. I really look for the fact that the director has a story to tell. You know, if he wants to really make a movie, of course, the script has to appeal to you, the character has to appeal to you. But where Besharam is concerned, the film was first offered to me. I really liked the simplicity that Abhinav came with. He was a simple family entertainer, you know, without it getting preachy and all of that. And I think after I okayed the film, he just wanted to cast my father as the police officer. At that time, my mother was not in the picture. So one day when he was home, and he was, you know, speaking to my father about the movie, he saw my mother. And when he was leaving, he came to my room and he said, well, I have a great idea. I think I will split that character into two people and I'll make it Chulbul Chautala and Bulbul Chautala. And that's how the film was casted. So I gave birth to both of them.
I just want to ask you, do you play a car mechanic?
Yes, a car mechanic called Karthi.
Okay, so if my tire, if I had a flat tire, would you know how to fix it?
Yeah, I think everybody knows how to fix a flat tire. That's the easiest thing to do. But I don't think if there's something wrong with the engine, I think that's where I will fall back. But I can change the car tire if I want.
And also, with your Punjabi dialect, how was it? Did you have to do some training?
Well, you know, at the heart of it, it's a Hindi movie. It's sort of Punjabi. It's a person like I was talking Punjabi dialogues. But yes, the tone was a Delhi boy. You know, he's from the streets. So there are certain words and certain pronunciations, you know, which you work on. But it's more or less Hindi. They've had a Haryanvi flavor to their dialect, but mine was more pure Hindi with some Punjabi dialect.
My career, now that was way back in 1972. Even then, people used to complain and we used to have the media asking these questions. So there's a perennial question happening over the years, you know, and it will happen also. Because we are evolving, we are changing. For the better or worse, I'm not saying, but we are. I would like to first think positive in the sense that we are making films technically much better. You know, you see good photography, very good sound, you have very good theaters, you have plush air conditioning, which never was in my time. I think that I became a hero in 200 rupees. So, you know, this is how inflation, everything has, you know, taking place. Yes, we've lost out on content value. We have very few films that offer anything to the society as a social message away. And why Indian films? You have seen this in the world. Which film you seen the last film Hollywood ki dekhi or crazy aise film dekhi ho, which had a new story to say. So this complaint has always been there. When I made Bobby, people say ki ye kya Raj Kapoor picture ho raha hai, bachon ko leke 4 foot ka hero bhi hai picture mein. So these things are we got to take this with a pinch of salt. I only wish that we make better music, and in the music you hear better lyrics, at least you can understand what he's saying. Hamare waqt mein we used to profess love, there was something to say, something to express. Kuch aise shabd hote the where I could make a picture in my mind and remember those lyrics. Today I cannot remember songs. There's no shelf life of music. It doesn't last. The biggest blockbuster song which you hear, you hear it for the first 3 months and there's some other song replaces that, so you forget that. So these things are there. So please accept them for whatever they're worth. Thank you.
आज की फिल्मों में आप क्या
पसंद करते हैं? मैं अभी इतनी देर क्या बोल रहा
था? I have a question for you, Jasprit from NRI. You're one of the very few actors in the industry who can have a laugh at their own expense, and your films prove that. You have a good sense of humour. But is there anything in the Desharam script that even you thought was going over the line? Was too much? You wouldn't do it?
Not at all. You know, it's like the tagline of this film is Na Samaan Ka Mo Na Apmaan Ka Bhai, which means that he isn't afraid of getting how to translate it. Apmaan is
insulted.
He isn't afraid of insults and he is not greedy for
respect. I think that's a great way of living. And it's a simple film. You know, it's not, like I said earlier, when we say Besharam, it's not about removing the clothes or doing something to embarrass somebody else. It's actually a family entertainer. So the attitude is Besharam. You know, he's somebody who's Dil Se Romeo, Jigar Se Rambo. It's a very simple, happy-go-lucky, over-the-top character. There was nothing embarrassing in that character. My first film, The Dropping the Towel, was the most embarrassing thing I've done. And that was also copied from my father, who did that also in his first film. But that's it. Nothing more embarrassing than that.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to add to this. Thankfully, or whatever you may say, both Neetu and me do not play biological parents to Ranbir in the film. We've not made this as a, you know, kind of a family film. We are all playing characters in the film. So we are not his parents in the film. Of course, then when you see the film, what happens in the film, that's another matter.
Do you have a favorite moment in the film? I loved it. I loved the moment when you two are wrestling.
2 hours, 20 minutes. All the favorite moments.
Hello, Lee. Thompson. Yes, sir. First of all, good luck to your movie.
Thank you, sir.
इससे पहले कि आपके पूरी दुनिया में फैन हैं, पाकिस्तान में भी बहुत बड़ी, बहुत ज़्यादा आपके फैन फॉलोइंग है. पहले तो आपको ये बताने के लिए आपको शुभकामनाएं, पता नहीं हो. इसके अलावा जिस तरह बहुत बड़ा नाम है आपका फैमिली का, लोग अक्सर बेशतर थोड़े ग्रांट लेते हैं कि जी हम लोग फैमिली किडर्स आएंगे. आपके बारे में सुने, आपने स्टेज भी सीखा हुआ है अमेरिका के अंदर, बाकायदा मतलब आपने पूरी ट्रेनिंग लेके आए. सो व्हाट डू यू से अबाउट इट? तो जरूरी है, मतलब ये नाम की वजह से नहीं, आपको खुद भी आपके एक्टिंग जिस तरह आपका लगता है कि स्टेज जिसने किया हुआ है वो ही कैन डू एनीथिंग. यू नो
नहीं सर, एक्चुअली मेरा मानना ये है कि आप एक्टिंग सीख नहीं सकते. आई थिंक एक्टिंग एक जगह से आती है, वो आपकी लाइफ एक्सपीरियंस से आती है. आपकी जो एक्सपोजर है दुनिया के बारे में, इमोशंस के बारे में, अगर आपका दिल टूटा हो, अगर आपने किसी का दिल तोड़ा हो, आपके पेरेंट्स के साथ जो इमोशन है, जो प्यार है, आई थिंक ये सब चीज़ों से एक्टिंग आती है. ये मेरा मानना है. तो मैं हाँ मैं गया तब स्कूल गया था अमेरिका में, थिएटर भी सीखा मैंने 20 साल पर में, और वो सब एक एक्सपीरियंस था. इन वे के इट वॉज वर्ड इट्स लाइक ट्रेनिंग. बट आई थिंक जब मैं वापस आया और जब मैंने पंसारी जी कोशिश किया बनता ब्लैक फिल्म बताओ, जो ब्लैक फिल्म बना रहे थे, आई थिंक वही मुझे सब कुछ सीखने को मिला है. और कि मेरे सामने फिल्म ऐसी बन गई है, अमित जी एक्टिंग कर रहे थे, रानी मुखर्जी एक्ट्रेस थी, पंचाली ब्रेक कर रहे थे, कैसे सेट्स बनते हैं, कैसा म्यूजिक बनता है. आई थिंक तभी मुझे और जानकारी हासिल हुई फिल्मों के बारे में, राइटिंग के बारे में. आज तो यही मेरा, अगर कोई सलाह मेरे से लेता है, अगर नया एक्टर कोई अगर एक्टर बनना चाहता है, तो मैं यही कहूँगा कि आप एक डायरेक्टर को असिस्ट करो. आई थिंक जितना हम आज सीख सकते हैं,
वो जो प्रैक्टिकल्स में आप सीखते हो, थ्योरी में आप नहीं सीख सकते. इट्स एज सिंपल एज दैट.
हाय, क्वेश्चन फॉर पुलावी है. Hiding behind everyone.
I like that name.
Are you Australian? You said Pahlavi, like we used to say at school.
Oh no, how should I pronounce it properly?
Pahlavi.
Pahlavi, yeah. Sorry, non-Desi.
That's all right.
Pahlavi, can you tell me, because being an Aussie Desi, I don't know what the word is for that, like a Dossie or something.
Dossie.
Being a Dossie, you'd be able to tell us what the kind of reaction to Bollywood films overseas is like for NRIs, and also what about the kind of non-Desi viewers? Is it growing in places like Australia?
I definitely think that it's a really pertinent question to someone like me, because I dreamt of being a Bollywood actress since the time I was 2 years old. And that was watching films like the films that Neetu ji and Rishi ji had done. Chandni was one of my favourite films. And I used to walk around the streets of Melbourne with a bindi on my forehead and a dupatta on my head and think that I was Sri Devi. And I thought in Lamhe that Pallavi was her name because of me. You know, I was a delusional Bollywood obsessed child. And I think that Bollywood had a big part to play in our identity consciousness and the notion of what it is to be like in India, because we had no concept of it. So I'm very appreciative, and I think most Indian Australians at least use Bollywood and Hindi cinema and Indian cinema at large as a means to connect with the homeland that they've never been part of. And I'm sure it's the same in the UK. And now what's interesting is that Bollywood has become a mainstream industry, you know, worldwide, and it's not considered the other. When I was growing up, I would dance to Mehendi Laga Ke Rakhna and all these Hindi songs, and I didn't know what was being played on the radio, so I was an outcast at school. Like, I didn't know what NSYNC was, for example. But that's changing. I think there's a lot more crossover. There are a lot of co-productions being put in place between Australia, India, and other countries as well, and we have a lot of crossover cinema makers. So I think slowly it's just globalizing, and it's really good that it is.
And what about the guys from Reliance? What are you doing to increase Bollywood sort of in front of the non-Desis?
You know, one of the things, and I take a more business point of view on this, because, you know, getting a movie out to audiences is not an easy job. There are 200 countries in the world, and Bollywood has traditionally gone to only about 30 or 35 where there is a South Asian population. There are wonderful markets outside where Bollywood is not so prevalent, and they're not going to come to you looking for your films. You have to go to them. Which means having an infrastructure, which means finding the funding, which means finding people with a passion to take the films out into different markets. I think I can proudly say that Reliance has one of the biggest distribution structures out of the Indian film community. And we started pushing pretty early. I know we're talking about Vesham right now, but as an example, there was a movie 3.5 years ago called Three Idiots. And Three Idiots was done by, distributed by Reliance. It went to the traditional 40-odd markets. But 3.5 years later, we are still pushing it across the world. It released in Japan in May. And it was the first film to release in Japan after 20 years. So when you have to have the ability, the passion, most importantly, the infrastructure and the financing to be able to push, only then will, and that's why Hollywood is big. The big Hollywood studios have distribution companies in more than 60 countries around the world. That's what enables them to come in and dominate local markets. So there's a lot of hard work to be done, but I think there are a lot of like-minded people in the Indian industry right now. We are corporatizing, we are professionalizing on the business side. It used to be a family structure. It's becoming more and more of a corporate structure. All of these are good things.
I really have no words to express what I have a lot to say about it. You know, it's a free market, you know, since, you know. Well, yes, dear. I can't say anything, I can't add to this, I can't enlighten you in anything. Well, I think it's similar to what Pallavi said earlier on, the film industry, especially the Indian film industry, has become this pioneering platform, you know, to express yourself and express your community, you know, through color, caste, and all of that. Yes, the language is very important. You have to speak the language. There are so many times that our actresses and actors go down south, who don't understand the south language and they act in the movies. So it's the movies, you know, it's not that they say in your world, it's not politics, it's entertainment. So anybody who can express, anybody who has a story, they're more than welcome to express themselves. And Ranveer didn't have a language in but a few of them express. So. Yes. I think this would work and continue doing that and be responsible towards the fact that I have a legacy to carry forward, but have a volitional opinion. I think that's all what they would also ask from me, and that's pretty as simple as that. I think it's too soon. It's just 100 years. We have 1,000 years to go. So I don't think we should use 100 years as a big milestone. It's just the beginning.
And in those 100 years,
I'm very proud to say that yes, Indian film industry has achieved its 100 years. I'm very proud to say that in those 100 years, I say with all humility that the Kapoors have a contribution of 84 years in cinema. My grandfather started in the year Yes, Mr. Prithviraj Kapoor started in the year 1929 as a junior artist. So it's been that long.
Yes, mere seedhe mein le nahi jigar hai jigar aur ye kabhi tootta nahi. You should hear a dialogue that my mother says also once. A dialogue that you tell Papa when he's in the bathroom.
सर खाने में अपनी अंतड़ियां भी फ्लश करेगा के
Ranveer, hi, Atika from VDU. Just want to ask you, where do you get acting talent from? Is it from your mother or your father?
Tough question, because I don't really believe in the gene factor.
Yeah.
I don't think a good surgeon's son or daughter would be a good surgeon, or a good media person's son or daughter would be a good journalist. Yes, of course, the influences, the kind of values that they give you when you grow up, I think that's what I really take from them. But I think my acting is concerned, I think I would like to get to
that. Fair enough. And tell us a bit about your characters, because we haven't heard much about each of your characters, none of your characters this afternoon.
Yeah, so we'll start with them.
Okay. About your character.
Yeah. I'm a small Besharam in the book. And I try my best to make him a Besharam. It's a very, very interesting angle for the movie, and I've never played this kind of a role, because it's a very, I'm really not this kind of a person the way I am in the film. Yeah, a corrupt cop. That's what I am. And I have to put it in to make him corrupt. He's like, he scares the world, and that's how it is.
I play Bambi, the lead in Vision. Like I said, I mean, a bit over the top, he's vulgar, he's repulsive. But I think that he has a good heart, which we would like the audience to realize with the journey of the film. And for us, the simple philosophy that duniya mein sabse bada ho, kya kahenge log, you know, what will people say if he do this? He doesn't follow that at all. You know, he does follows his heart, and whatever he thinks is right, he does that. He's an orphan. That's why you see the stars, because there is nobody to tell him what's the right way to live until he meets Tara, that's given by Prabhupada. He teaches him that there is no right way of doing it anymore.
You just said my character. I'm going to be now. So I play the character of Tara Sharma, who is this very ordinary middle class girl from Delhi who lives with her mother. She loves life. She's very aspirational, very ambitious. A little bit stuck up at the start, you know, thinks she's all that. And when Bubbly Besharam comes knocking on the door, she I think some of you may have seen the trailer. All she's really doing is telling him to get out of the house, calling him a Besharam, saying, "Yahan kyun aaya tu?" So, you know, as heartbreaking as it was to play, Tara's that way. But then when she meets him, she realizes her vulnerable side and has something to teach him too. And this line of,
right, everyone, final two questions.
I got
okay.
One here.
Sorry,
one here. Yeah.
Hi, Ashley again. If I could ask our production team, what inspired you to direct, to go into direction?
Mr. Ganesh. He's not the director. He's the
director's not here.
Would you be a film director if you had the opportunity?
I think the question should have been, sorry, excuse me, Sandy, I think the question should have been for Himanshu. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how your company got involved with this and the emergence of independent production houses, as it were, in Bollywood, please.
So firstly, I put this in my director, Abhinav, who is not here. I was part of Abhinav's team while he was directing his first film called Daban, and that's where we realized that, you know, we could form a company and work with like-minded people, and he always wanted to work with someone like Ranveer or Ranveer, so we made a brief spoken word for him. We went to Ranveer, he really liked the script, and then we went to Rishi Ji, and then we went to Neeti Ji, and that's how we just got the whole script going. And of course we found the good partners in Reliance, and that's how it is. So it all starts from good association and working with like-minded people. And to answer your question, of course, I would like to direct a film. Instead of you asked Mahesh, so yes.
Sorry, you got to the right person
in here. That's okay.
Eventually. Right, final question, please. Not one more at the back? Just one more.
One more. Thank you. Right, the title of the mansion for you is the Sheriff, a crossover movie. And what was it like working with one of the first families of Indian cinema?
Of course, the pleasure is always ours to work with the first families. And Abhinav and I were really, really... we just always wonder how this would happen, but we always believe in the script, and it purely starts from the script. So I'm happy they found the same belief in the script as Abhinav found, and this is the most commercial film, family entertaining film. So I wouldn't categorize it as a crossover or any specific kind of film. It's a film for all. It's not a class mass. It's a mass class. Everybody should just go and be patient and enjoy it. That's it.
Right, everyone. Thank you very much indeed. That concludes the Q&A. One round of applause, please, to the legendary couple, to the beautiful Kalabi Sharda, our producers as well. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being here.